Tonight's concert takes on special meaning to the Pride and its staff as they experience the passing of one of their own. In the two seasons that Aaron Holby spent with the Pride, his passion for marching band and percussion was obvious to all around him, and his easygoing personality was appreciated by all. To acknowledge his contributions to the Pride and to honor his memory, the Pride would like to dedicate tonight's concert to Aaron Holby and present his family, parents Chad and Suzette, and his sister Jessie, with a special director's award in his name. The SDSU, it starts the state capital campaign festivities, and for the Hobo Day President's Concert, the brass line rehearses 1 hour each week and is open to all brass players in the choir. Tonight's first selection is John Rutter's beautiful chorale prelude, All Things Bright and Beautiful, featuring baritone soloist Andrew Klinger.
Thank you.
Ingmar Bergman's film, Smiles of a Summer Night. Perhaps Frank Sinatra described this ballad the best. It is a beautiful marriage of words and music. this great classic. Known for its exotic settings, ensemble cast, and the signature Book'em Down ending. The program was the longest-running crime show on American television until Law & Order surpassed it in 2003. Today, we are pleased to present a special arrangement of the original theme to Hawaii Five-O.
Thank you.
Indeed, many students have met their future spouses in the Pride. The name Pride of the Dakotas is an honor, not just a group of chosen words. Due to the group's hard work and spirited performances, the South Dakota Legislature bestowed the name Pride of the Dakotas on the band in 1962. In 2004, the band was awarded a copyright on the term Pride of the Dakotas. To close this portion of tonight's concert, we welcome back the Dakota Blue Color Guard and feature the mellophone duet of Angela Chinstad from Grant, South Dakota, and Renee Hinkleday from Alta, Iowa, in Uncle Cracker's 2009 crossover hit, Smile. Each year, the band votes on outstanding members from each class. In honor of this recognition by their peers, these members are presented with a plaque. The outstanding members this year are outstanding freshman, Tyler Leckentine. Outstanding sophomore, Marion Beck. The Dakota Blue Color Guard also votes on an outstanding member from their group. The 2010 Outstanding Dakota Blue is Catherine Reeves.
Thank you.
appreciate the efforts of Dave and Marilyn Forster, Randy and Sue Knudsen, and Jay Larson, and would like to extend our thanks to them for their help in bringing you this concert tonight. Earlier this evening, many of you purchased a chance on winning a Pride jacket. Tonight, we will draw two winners. Each will receive a jacket. We will now draw for those jackets. Reading left to right, 739404. And 739-210, 739-404, 739-210. Congratulations to the winners. Please see Kathy Larson after the show tonight to pick up your new jacket. She'll be right down here at these tables. It is with a great amount of gratitude that we recognize the newly formed Bob and Ardith Olson Pride Leadership Scholarship. This new scholarship, in the amount of $500 for each of the Pride's drum majors, will be awarded annually for as long as funds are available. The Olson family has a rich history with music at State. Ardith and Bob met at State in 1946 while she was a pharmacy student and he was on the GI Bill. Ardith was a clarinetist in Christie's band from 46 to 50. Three of the couple's five siblings played in the marching band and graduated from State. Granddaughters Teresa, Seyfeld played clarinet, and Chrissy Ivey played French horn. Grandson, Greg Ivey, currently plays trumpet. Before her passing in December 2009, Ardith was insistent that they set up a scholarship to benefit music students. To Bob, we say thank you, and we also publicly recognize his hope that this gift will inspire others to create more leadership scholarships for this fine organization. Please join me in showing our appreciation for this exciting new gift to the Pride of the Dakotas. From his directing to his love of the band and the students, this person has brought the band to its current level of professionalism and infused the band with its reputation for high-energy entertainment and a pure love of the show. Without a doubt, he not really is just a friend of the Pride. He is the Pride. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in congratulating Jim McKinney, our second 2010 friend of the Pride.
Thank you.
The 2010 Hobo Day theme was Peace, Love, and Hobos, and the Drumline's contribution was an arrangement of Santana's hit single off the band's 1971 self-titled album, Santana. Here's Everybody's Everything. Performance. with an arrangement of Mares Prado's Mambo No. 8.
Thank you.
child, so come on down for the costume parade. As was mentioned earlier in the show, a DVD of tonight's concert is being produced by Jay Van Duke of TP Productions here in Brookings. If you wish to purchase a copy, please stop by one of his tables on the way out. Also, please note the large selection of Pride apparel and gifts at the tables on the west side of the arena floor. Feel free to come to these tables at the end of the show and purchase your Pride Christmas gifts early. To close out tonight's concert, we would like to salute our great nation and those who serve. Our first selection is the Pride-stirring patriotic parade tune, Sweet Land of Liberty.
Thank you.
that you sing along with the band as they perform Irving Berlin's ever popular God Bless America.